Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, Minister Simon Coveney believes the Windsor framework offers a real opportunity for businesses in Donegal. A West Tyrone MLA has hit out at those responsible for placing sinister and threatening posters outside a primary school in Artigarvan. Donegal TD says the imminent COVID-19 inquiry is a very important one and people need to engage with it honestly and openly. The Irish government is once again being urged to provide funding to the city of Derry Airport to provide more equality of access. All this and more, Oisin Kelly will be live with us at 5:15 for all the latest in sport. Minister Simon Coveney believes the Windsor framework offers a real opportunity for businesses in Donegal. Speaking during a visit to the county today, the former Taoiseach says the agreement reached last week provides more certainty and confidence for businesses in terms of investing and growing. Minister Coveney says it's a hugely positive step forward.
I think this is really good news. I've spent the best part of 5 years of my political life focusing on the fallout from Brexit and the pressures on Northern Ireland and, of course, the border counties. We have insisted and we've maintained a very clear position for 5 years now that any solutions that are put in place cannot involve border infrastructure between North and South, have to protect the all-island economy and the peace process. And of course, the Windsor framework protects all of those things, as well as trying to respond to unionist concerns and business concerns in Northern Ireland, to try to ensure that there is as seamless a trade as possible between Northern Ireland and Great Britain, but also, of course, maintaining a strong all-island economy. The reason why that's so important for Donegal, and indeed for the Northwest as a whole, is that, you know, I think that businesses now on both sides of the border will have more certainty and more confidence to be able to invest and grow. And, you know, Northern Ireland is going to have this extraordinary opportunity. It'll be the only place in the world that actually has unfettered access into all of the UK market and also the EU single market. And I think that will be a huge advantage and there'll be a big spillover into border counties from that in time. So I think there is real opportunity now in Donegal because of proximity to Northern Ireland. And instead of that being a source of uncertainty for the future, I think the Windsor framework can ensure that it's the opposite.
Meanwhile, British Labour leader Keir Starmer says Rishi Sunak's new post-Brexit trade deal is an opportunity to restore devolution in Northern Ireland. The UK Prime Minister wants his Windsor framework to end the need for checks of all goods crossing the Irish Sea. The DUP resigned from the Assembly in protest at a de facto of the Irish Sea border last year. Speaking at a school in Derry, Keir Starmer says this deal feels different.
I'm a great believer that if you negotiate in good faith and bring people together, you get better results than if you just try to divide and argue. There's an element in me that feels that this time we've made progress because there's been a different attitude to the negotiations.
A Donegal TD says the imminent COVID-19 inquiry will be a very important one and people need to engage with it honestly and openly. Deputy Thomas Pringle says it's important that the inquiry doesn't become an exercise in attributing blame, but instead is seen as an opportunity to learn. He told today's 9 till noon show the opposition he has to answer as well as the government, and the important thing is that the process provides guidance when dealing with future pandemics.
It's not about heads rolling or anything like that. It's about learning so that we know for the future that maybe things can be done different. Maybe the opposition could have taken a more confrontational view and opposed what the government was doing. But then we didn't have any divine knowledge either as what was right or what was wrong. And we could only go by what our view was and what we felt in relation to it. But now is the time, I think, that we look back and see what did work and what didn't work and see how we can change that in the future as well.
Loganair has announced that it is restoring its service from Donegal to Glasgow. Flights will operate twice weekly on Saturdays and Sundays from July 1st until September 24th. Eilish Docherty, Managing Director of Donegal Airport, is hopeful that if there is a demand, the service can be extended.
We've just announced today that there'll be new service starting, commencing on the 1st of July and running through until the end of September. It'll be a twice-weekly service. Loganair will be operating the route using an ATR-42 aircraft, so we're delighted with this announcement. At the moment, it's scheduled to run until the end of September, but there will be an option to continue the service based on demand.
And this will benefit Donegal in terms of connectivity. It is something that the region does struggle with.
Well, absolutely. And since Loganair did operate the route previously, and since they discontinued the route, there's been a huge demand from the public for it to be reinstated. So it took a while to get us for us to get it back up and running again, but it's certainly a route that's always been in high demand. A lot of people travelling between Donegal and Glasgow, a lot of family connections, and a lot of people coming on holidays here as well. So it's really good to have the service reinstated, and it's going to be a great boost both for ourselves here at the airport and for the wider community.
775 women have travelled abroad seeking abortion services since the abortion referendum in 2018. The Health Minister is being called on to publish a review of Ireland's abortion services and laws by campaigners. Sean O'Regan reports.
Groups that led the Repeal the Eighth campaign in 2018 have branded the country's abortion laws and services as unnecessarily restrictive. They're urging Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to publish a long-awaited review without delay. The group say the fact that women are still travelling to other jurisdictions for healthcare is simply wrong. Alva Smith, former co-director of the Repeal campaign, wants change now.
It's an obstacle course. It's like a slalom case for women and other pregnant people who need abortion. They have to go through all of these hoops.
Groups want the 3-day waiting period between being certified for a procedure and having an abortion to be abolished. Dr. Marion Dyer from Doctors for Choice believes the law is futile.
So the 3-day wait is not based in any kind of medical evidence.
Dr. Sinead Kennedy from Maynooth University says Minister Donnelly needs to release the review now for the sake of women nationwide.
It is a review not of our abortion law but of the operation of the Act to see if the Act is operating in the best interests of women.
Meanwhile, People Before Profits' Breed Smith has said that women in Ireland have fought and waited for long enough to have pro-choice access to abortion services and that they should have appropriate services available here.
A West Tyrone MLA has hit out at those responsible for placing sinister and threatening posters outside a primary school in Artigarvan. Posters of Taoiseach Leo Varadkar appeared in recent days, warning of peace or protocol. The Taoiseach previously warned that a return to a hard border would threaten a return of violence to Northern Ireland. MLA Daniel McCrossan says there is no support for such stance within the local community.
There's a poster that says peace or protocol and the possibility of violence is real. Well, here's my message to those who are responsible. Wise up and go away. The people of this community, the people entirely throughout the towns and villages of West Tyrone and throughout the length and breadth of the country do not support you. There is no place and no space in our society for any form of violence. And I'm absolutely disgusted that these posters have appeared right at the front gates of a local primary school, a neutral space and place where children go to be educated, where teachers go to work, and also in the local village. It's very clear there's a message from the people of Artigarvan. There's no support for violence here, none whatsoever. There is a clear choice. The clear choice is go away and leave people alone and stop erecting this nonsense all over our community. This is blighting our towns. You have no support whatsoever, so please go away. I've also contacted the PSNA and alerted the PSNA to this and I've asked them to investigate it, to find any information they can and to deal with those people who are putting this up, because this is a threat against everybody in our community and everybody in our society. And there's no place or no support for it whatsoever.
There's been a slight drop in the number of people on the live register in Donegal. In the 12 months up to February, 9,805 people were signing on in the county, down 19 when compared to January. The seasonally adjusted live register decreased by 0.9% to 182,500 over the month of February 2023. The Irish government is once again being urged to provide full funding to the City of Derry Airport to provide more equality of access. The call was made by Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who says 40% of people in Donegal using Derry Airport. There is a responsibility on the government to step up and financially support the costs of running it. Minister Jack Chambers agreed to engage with the airport and says the government is keen to support the transport in the region. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says the North West deserves to be treated the same as the rest of the country.
Really, disastrously, the A5 project has been stuck in a quagmire now for too long. And in fairness, the Irish government had committed in St Andrews to co-fund that, and I'm hopeful that it will eventually get started and the Irish government will co-fund it. So there's lots of precedent of the Irish government co-funding, you know, strategically important transport projects in the north of Ireland, of value to all of our citizens on the island. I just think, I feel particularly strongly that our people collectively in Donegal, Derry, West Tyrone, there's a real sense of just, you know, not having equality of access in terms of rail, road, airports. So I think certainly for this foreseeable future, it will be important for the Irish government to co-fund the airport in Derry, and hopefully in due course we will have equality of infrastructure like the rest of the island.
I agree that lots of posters in the broader region about the A5 and the ongoing delays there, which frankly dangerous roads, which obviously has an impact on road safety. And we also have the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, which I think will represent an exciting opportunity for north-south development when that concludes and when it's considered by everybody north and south. And as I said, I will engage myself with the airport, and in parallel we have a review of this, desk-based review of this underway, and we'll keep all interested parties engaged in that whenever there's an outcome.
The introduction of acute oncology nurses at hospitals across the country, including Letterkenny University Hospital, has resulted in a significant increase in the number of cancer patients avoiding the emergency department. Since the initiative was introduced in response to the pandemic, 84% of patients undergoing active cancer treatment who became ill at home did not end up presenting at an ED. Specialist nurses assess the patient's symptoms using an evidence-based tool and advise the most appropriate care and management required. The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll be back with sport after this short break. Now we're heading over to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. The First Division's own version of Spygate has added some extra spice to tonight's clash of Waterford and Galway United. Waterford had an opposition analyst removed from their training ground as they were allegedly filming a session this week. From a North West point of view in the First Division, the interest comes, of course, in the form of Finn Harps, and they're at home to Bray Wanderers this evening as Harps look for a first one of the season. Dermot Doherty will have updates from that tie tonight here on Highland as from the 8 o'clock kickoff time. As we said, Dave Rogers' new side are hoping to get their first set of points off the season, having lost to Galway and Athlone Town. The visitors, Bray, are one of four teams with a 100% record from two outings so far. Former Harps defender is Joe Boyle, and he sees tonight's tie as an opportunity to get a first one, which would be a massive morale and confidence boost in the squad.
I do feel that this is an opportunity for Harps, and again, the weather's been good this week. The pitch will be firm. Hopefully it'll be stay dry and it'll allow the team to play football, because I felt that night against Galway, not alone were they playing against Galway, were they playing against Ollie Horgan, they were also playing against the conditions.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, you couldn't have stacked the deck more against Finn Harps that night if you'd have tried. And I do think it's important now this week that the crowd does get behind them, and again that the team can maybe get that support that they need to get across the line and get their first 3 points of the season. And what confidence they would get in that as well, that would be huge for the team.
They're at home the following weekend again, aren't they?
That's going to be important for them, you know, that they have that opportunity, that, you know, that they can do that and they can get those 3 points, because, you know, they have Bray, then they go into Wexford, and then they've got away to Longford, and they're at home to Cove. So, you know, out of those next four matches, you know, he'll be looking to make sure they can build on that and get a run of a couple of positive results and just to build that confidence within the squad.
That's former Finn Harps player Joe Boyle speaking to Dermot Doherty ahead of tonight's clash as Harps take on Bray Wanderers. Also this evening in the First Division, Athlone Town are away to Wexford,
Kerry host Treaty United and Fun Harps entertain Bray. In the Premier Division, after three red cards in two games, Shamrock Rovers are lightened defenders for the visit of Derry City to the Tallaght Stadium for the 8 o'clock start, where a crowd of over 7,000 is expected for the big game of the evening. Here's Derry City boss Alan Rogers.
We've obviously played them 3 weeks ago, so everyone is well familiar with each other. We really like going to Tallaght, even though last year we lost twice there, both had good performances. But I think this year we're looking to go and we'll look to go and win the game, and I'm sure they'll do the same. So it should be a lively encounter.
Bohemians put their 100% record and start to the new Premier Division on the line as they host North Dublin rivals Shelburne. Dundalk take on St Patrick's Athletic, and Drogheda United, are entertaining Sligo Rovers. Not forgetting about UCD. They make the trip to Cork City. Those games tonight start 7:45. Well, in the Irish Senior Cup, the first of the weekend quarterfinals is on tonight. Harlem and Wolf Welders are playing Larne, with two other quarterfinals, of course, to come tomorrow, Saturday. Looking at Saturday, our main focus of attention tomorrow evening will be in the Gaelic Games front. Donegal travelling to Armagh on what is a weekend of huge importance in the Alliance National Football League. The two teams, of course, go in to the tie, sitting in the bottom half of the table with 1-1 and a draw from their games so far. Another victory for Donegal, a second of the campaign, would be a huge boost as they entered the closing two matches off division, the Division 1 season. Now, former Donegal player Frank McGlynn was a guest on the Score programme here in Highland yesterday evening. He said a win for Donegal would put real pressure on the other sides near the bottom of the table before the games on a Sunday.
You know, the winners of that game is going to go to 5 points, you know, with the loser remaining on three. And then I suppose you have Kerry and Healy Park there. If they were to get a victory, it would leave Tyrone maybe cut off at the bottom from a number of the teams, and then you have Galway Monaghan as well. It's going to be an interesting one. So the loser of that is going to be, I suppose, dragged towards the bottom of the table, you know. So there are three huge games, but it always is the same case, you know, in league football, and especially in Division 1, Division 2, and those real competitive divisions, you know. And any given day, a team can get the better of you, and I suppose I don't see the game of the weekend being any different. There's never much between Armagh and Donegal, and I don't expect there to be too much between the two teams again on Saturday evening.
And of course, is Frank McGlynn, All-Ireland winner with Donegal in 2012. You can hear more from Frank. It's available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Frank was speaking on the Score programme last night, and we will, of course, have full live match commentary from that game tomorrow night. It starts at 7:30, and we will have the build-up as from 7:15 from Healy Park in from the Athletics Ground, in Armagh. Now to rugby. Munster up against the Scarlets at Musgrave Park in the URC this evening. Kickoff there is at 7:35. Ulster play tomorrow, Saturday. Rob Herring returns to captain Ulster against Cardiff, while Jacob Stockdale and Kieran Treadwell are restored to the Ulster starting 15 for tomorrow's trip to Wales. While in golf, Padraig Harrington's 2 under par with 2 to play of a second round at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Shane Lowry, Rory McIlroy are both at 1 under. Seamus Power tees off just after 6 from level par. Kurt Kitayama has a 2-shot lead at Bay Hill as he sits on 8 under par. Leona Maguire is 6 off the lead at the halfway stage of the Women's Championship in Singapore. Her second round of 70 leaves the Cavan golfer on 4 under par. Danielle Kang holds a 1-stroke advantage at 10 under. And just finally in athletics, Charlene Maudsley is looking to secure a place in the women's 400 metres final at the European Indoor Championships in Istanbul this evening. The Tipperary native goes in the second of the two semi-finals around now. The first three in each semi will qualify for tomorrow evening's final. Luke McCann goes in the men's 1500 metres final, and that one is shortly as well, 5:40 Irish time. And that's your sport for today. Donna Marie.
Thank you very much, Ashin. And now to weather. Cloudy and dry this evening with light and variable breezes that will continue on through until tonight. Lows of -1 to 3 degrees with a slight frost developing under any clear skies. To conclude this evening's news, Minister Simon Coveney believes the Windsor framework offers real opportunity for businesses in Donegal. A West Tyrone MLA has hit out at those responsible for placing sinister and threatening posters outside a primary school in Artigarvan. And finally, Donegal TD says the imminent COVID-19 inquiry will be a very important one and people need to engage with it honestly and openly. That's all for now. We'll be back with more news headlines at 6 o'clock. August Anish and Luke Lay Colin Ferreter.
Shewram has a column further in Charlotte, the proof's guilty. Takhisha 3 points a shart, da million euro, hard trevisha 3 bliana, Kadiha don agriart geltakta, Alin the geltakta. Went for Yasas and Kisha, con Clar Ebra, Ebrua, I'm new, a con ejection of Brescia, Salvia, Augustavrus Changra. A cur or foil, the is og nigel tukta. Ta clar a kumsihe don oige, dar of tigil kushla. A washimer sprick egg in the halin changa wanihe, goharihe and dramiacht a cur conkinsigeltert fogarhe. Taharaksul go frastalahi and skim heart kuig vila galta in a kuig limister jeg plana la changa geltukta. Tríd an chláir cúisle bé a cera fóst crothíthe con an chláir ebra a einu, ta jes incom crothú da suas ta cera aliantor jeg a dyr kioltúri dramadori agus auránihe. Bé an ócad úr chaili sprí a chos lí a cailurú ar an saharn seo a mara ag carnog ciach an chostam e lár vail fyrste ta an ócad aráctal ag chóile chahar vail fyrste da chachta nigelige im liana. Sholu spree koshli majin anew a karnog chahan kostam agus markhoj dan jerishartin yet by shimsyot kyol klahi agus spree de fweshti agus rea shimsyot foil da ahan linya an shin. Ten scale pavel le brigin vrigid e wanahan a lev ag alva o manahan agus kora le realtan ni lanan. A curta or foil erig blah na dulla. August a maradort my hanafin ta shartin the gilliga fui lan shol le hemakti fodna chira agus senior hushkert komai stagaholus fui na hemakti yeligulier foil eg sieve cholia honda gunan all. Shun mahodge eligulier. Slanagus.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, March 3rd. The death has occurred of John Patrick Freel, 61, Admiran Park, Stranorler, Donegal, formerly Gortna Trough, Fanad and London. John Patrick's remains are reposing at his late residence in Stranorler. Removal from there at 11:30 on Sunday morning, arriving at St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, Fanad for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary at 9 o'clock both nights, house private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St Mary's Fanavolte and St Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu of desire to Medical 2 Patients Fund at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. The death has taken place of Paul O'Donnell, Killyvery, Newton Cunningham. Paul's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Pieta House, care of any family member. The death has occurred of John, Brendan, Johnny McClintock, Money Gregan, Newton Cunningham. Johnny's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Ricardo Ernest Ricky Craig Strabane. Funeral service tomorrow morning at 11:30 in Strabane Presbyterian Church, followed by interment in Ernie Cemetery. The committal is strictly private, please. House private and family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of so desired to the renal unit at Oma Hospital. The death has occurred of Eamon Doherty, 90, Tully Car Road, Ahiarn, Castlederg, reposing at the family home today until 10 o'clock and again tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Funeral from the family home on Sunday morning at 10 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The house is private place on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Richie Doherty, Leenan, Urus, Clamanny and Falkirk, Scotland. His remains will arrive at the Bridgend border tomorrow afternoon at approximately 1:30, going to his late home. Removal from there at 5:30 tomorrow evening, going to St Michael's Church, Urus, Clamanny to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private place to family only. Funeral Mass can be viewed live at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Liam Gotcha-Hoghe, 13 Mount Pleasant, Mountaintop, Letterkenny and formerly from Listillion, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Ulex Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please, with donations in lieu of flowers if desired, to Sheep Haven Search and Recovery Unit and Donegal Mountain Rescue Team, care of any family member. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Kieran McGrath, 122 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at his late residence today until 10 o'clock and again tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:30, going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny for 12 noon Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards to Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired, to Sheep Haven Search and Rescue, care of any family member. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock, with family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. And the death has occurred of Mary Ann McAteer, née Shields, Rockdale, Dobeg, Fanid. Mary Ann's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there at 10:30 tomorrow morning, travelling via Port Salon to St Columba's Church Mass Mount for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary at 8 o'clock. House private from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St Mary's Fan of Ulti and St Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.